All right, so we continue on the Vipassana sessions here with the emptiness. Big surprise here. So we look more into, yesterday we looked more into the emptiness of the body, so now we look more into the emptiness of the mind. So we'll see where that goes. Again, just no expectations and just settle in. So find yourself a good, comfortable seat. So just before the insight meditation, let's just settle the mind a bit by focusing on the breath for a few minutes. So we can bring the mind into the present moment. So while observing the breath, being completely there with the whole in-breath and the whole out-breath, trying to attend very closely to the whole breathing cycle. And you can ask yourself the question, where is the mind that is observing the breath? You know that you're observing the breath. The only thing that could observe the breath is the mind. But where is the mind? Can it be found? See if you can find the location for the mind. You can start by looking, is the mind somewhere inside the body? Is it the chest, inside the head somewhere, behind the eyes? Try to find the actual location for the mind, somewhere inside the body. Is it somewhere throughout the body? Any kind of tingling sensations that you might feel throughout the body? Is the mind located there as well? Or is the mind somewhere outside the body? In front? Above the head? Or behind the body? Could the mind be located there as well? Let's continue to try to identify the mind. Does the mind have any color? Or any shape? Does it have any identifiable characteristics at all? Can you find any? And how big is the mind? Does it have any size? Does it have a specific physical limit or boundary? Does it start from somewhere, and does it end somewhere? So if you can't really pinpoint the mind, let's try to do the search again, because there definitely is a mind. Otherwise we wouldn't be able to experience all this that we are experiencing. Try to characterize the mind by any means. Any center for the mind, any boundaries, any size. Because we definitely have a mind existing, so if it exists, we should be able to find it. And perhaps we can try to define the mind. When you say the mind, What does that label mean? The mind being a concept or label, but for what? What does that label depend upon? And then finally, you can just release any appearances and let the mind come to rest in its own place. And just sit in the present moment without doing anything. Eyes closed or eyes open. And just rest in the present moment. Just be in the present moment. Just being aware.